A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. I hope that you are having a fantastic day. Today, I want to talk to you about double standards. And I guess some of us can say triple standards and what have you. I am seeing that many, many people are really upset about 47 demolishing part of the East, the East wing of the White House. And those of us who understand the history of the White House, that understand that slave labor was used to build the White House, enslaved people were used to build the White House, and that the White House is supposed to be the people's house and a historic site. People are extremely upset about the demolition of the White House, and especially from someone who rode so hard for keeping Confederate statues in place. You know, I live in Georgia. They have Stone Mountain, which has the faces of Confederate soldiers, leaders, icons, emblazoned on the side of a mountain. Of course, I refuse to go there. No, I've never been hiking in Stone Mountain. I will not set foot in Stone Mountain in that way. But I say all of that to say it's really shocking to some people. But I just want to say that there is such a thing as double standards. Right. There's we can call it triple standards. Yeah. And they are tied to your identity. Right. So if you are a white male, you may be able to do something and get away with it. Something that a black man can't get away with, or a black woman. You know, a black woman might not be able to say something that a white woman might be able to get away with. A white woman may not be able to do something that a white man can do. Right. It just kind of works that way. And that is because power is attached to identity. And 47. You know, the fact that he was voted in again after such a disastrous first term is already an example of a double standard. But also the fact that he can literally do whatever he wants to do because he has basically bought and paid for, you know, all branches of government. I mean, let's just keep it real. Most of the judges are in his employ. The Supreme Court, which is supposed to be an objective body, is clearly in his employ. You know, we have all of these things, these guardrails that were put into place, and they're not able to be used in order to resist, fight against, or what have you, this particular president. And so I need people to understand that there are double standards out there. They have been, and many of us have been experiencing them. So I'm sorry if this is your first time experiencing the double standard or seeing someone be able to do something that someone else would never be able to do. For example, President Obama could not have demolished part of the East Wing. People went crazy when he installed a basketball court, which was on top of a tennis court that was already there. So they made it so that it could be dual usage, which I thought was fair. And it was not taking away from the look, the historic nature of the White House. Just, you know, put down a few lines to say, well, okay, when this is in place, it's a basketball court. When it's not, then it's a tennis court. And we've seen that in many, many different places. So it was not unusual. But demolishing a wing, especially in the current climate in which we're living, right? Recession, people are unhoused. Most of your federal employees are furloughed. Like your employees. Yes. Yes, exactly. So the, you know, let them eat crumbs is in play, is in full play. And so I need you all to also, in addition to understanding the double standards, like some people get away with stuff, some people won't. You know, the things that this man has been able to get away with could not have happened with any, I would say, Democratic president, and probably most Republican presidents. I feel strongly in saying that. But I also have said that this man is not really a party member of any party. He has used the Republican Party in order to demolish America and destroy democracy. He's really an anarchist. And he's just, you know, a scared little mad little boy who's taking out his vengeance on everybody around him. And, you know, people who want to show loyalty to someone who shows no loyalty Look at the people he's indicted, you know, with the exception of Letitia James, they all were for him. I mean, Comey literally handed him the presidency, the first time. And now he's indicted, as well as Bolton and all the other people who were just, you know, hail Trump, go Trump, you know, that first iteration. And even they, his biggest supporters, his most powerful supporters were like, oh, this good guy is bad for the country. He's got to go. I have to tell what is happening. His lawyer even had to do time. And so I just want people to keep in mind, I don't know where you all live, and I don't live in the same world, I guess, but why you all continue to be shocked and disheartened by the stuff that this man does is just beyond me. This is a man who made an AI video where he was defecating on the country that he is the president of. I'm gonna say that again. This is a man who made an AI video, or whose people made an AI video showing him defecating, flying a fighter jet, defecating, assaulting his own country where he is the president. So what I need you to know is to get your head right. We're not dealing with, like, you all are still trying to deal in a rational manner. We're not dealing with a rational person. I don't even know if the man is sane at this point. But we're definitely not dealing with a rational person. We're not dealing with a rational person. We are not dealing with rational people in power. This time around, he is surrounding himself with sycophants and with people who are absolutely willing to do his bidding and absolutely willing to go to jail, because they will be going to jail. You know, when you file false charges against people, you're going to jail. But, you know, the insurance attorney who's now over everything, the DOJ, she doesn't know that, but she's going to find that out, because she's going to jail when she when he's out of office, if we ever get him out. But I need you to know that just like all the other people from 2000, from the first term, they all went to jail, just not him. And including the insurrectionists, but I digress. So what I want you to know is that you have got to get your mind right, and you have to understand that we are actually in the fight, a real one, and that we are dealing with someone who is not rational, who does not care about our country, who does not care about our democracy, who does not care about our government, and has made it clear, crystal clear, time and time and time and time again. He does not care about any of those things, especially the people. So 200 million on this ballroom that is not needed, when you have employees that are furloughed who are not getting paid, federal employees, these are your employees, government employees. It's just another slap in the face, you know. And if people can't see it as that, and if you really believe that this is what God wants, or, you know, what Christ wants, or whatever the heck that you all have to do to convince yourself that you didn't tank the economy and tank the country by voting for this fool, then I guess you got to do it. But for the rest of us, the rational people, the people who are actually rational in real life, and who are able to see it for what it is, you have to get out, you have to vote. I felt really good seeing the 7 million people marching and protesting No Kings. So we have people. We got to get rid of this Electoral College, but that's another video. Because if the majority of people are voting against people who keep getting into office, i.e., oh, the majority voted for Harris, but, you know, or the majority voted for Clinton, but, you know, the Electoral College voted for Trump. That's a problem. But we can't solve that today. But what we can solve is getting our minds right about where we are. We are in trouble. And we have to do something. And if we can't count on the courts, if we can't count on the justice system, the institutions that typically would hold toe the line or hold the line, then we have to figure out strategies for what we need to do. So get together and start thinking about different strategies. Something I've thought about is that we should all file exempt on our taxes. You know, you can do that for up to 6 months. Starve the government. I'm just saying. You can try that. And I don't know if that would work, but me and my friends are actually sitting around and thinking about what we could actually do that will cause harm and get their attention and make people understand that we're not going to roll with this elimination of democracy. We're not going into fascism lightly, and you're not going to use our money, our resources, and our lives to do it. All right. So without further ado, tune in next week to another episode See what happens? You talk bad about 47. It comes out of the computer and like silences you. But I won't be silenced. So without further ado. Okay, one more time. Edit this, Tony. Without further ado, tune in next week to another episode of Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton, and also a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, where you will learn so much. So stay safe. No, I can't stop laughing. Okay, one more time. So tune in next week to another episode of Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. And of course, join the award-winning podcast, a Black Executive Perspective podcast featuring Tony and Chris, where you learn so much and so many different perspectives about so many issues. So stay tuned, stay informed, and stay Black. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.